Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hi friends and welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. I'm your profesor de español, Danny Evans. And friends, if this is your first time tuning in to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast, I just want to let you know that I've developed this podcast especially for you so that you can practice what is learned on the Language Tutor YouTube channel in each lesson. You can practice while you're on the go, sitting at your office, working in the kitchen, whatever you do, but you get to practice your Spanish after you've learned it on the YouTube channel. So I hope you enjoy this podcast, and hey, maybe tune into some other episodes and learn some more Spanish with me. But right now, let's get going. We're going to practice first responders Spanish today in this episode. And we're going to start with the very basics, and we're going to just call out the English phrase, and I just want you to tell me what it is in Spanish. I'll leave a little pause there for you. And then after that pause, when you had a chance to say it, I'll tell you what it is in Spanish so you can check yourself. We have a lot of phrases to go over, so let's get started. Here we go. Let's start with my name is. And you could have either said me llamo or mi nombre es. All right, the next one is I am here to help you. And that should be estoy aquí para ayudarte. Up next is what's your name? And that is cómo se llama, and what is your date of birth? And that is, ¿cuál es su fecha de nacimiento? How old are you? And that should be, ¿cuántos años tiene? How many years do you have is what you're really saying. Now, you want to tell somebody, please only answer yes or no or point. And that would be, por favor, responda sí o no o señale. I don't know Spanish very well. And that would be, no hablo español muy bien. All right, let's move into that assessment category that we did on the YouTube channel. I want to determine awareness and ability and their ability to respond and think effectively and clearly. Okay, so let's go through those questions that you might ask. The first one is, what year is it? And that would be, ¿qué año es? Who is the president? And that is, ¿quién es el presidente? What is your address? And that is, ¿cuál es su dirección? What is today's date? ¿Cuál es la fecha de hoy? And what month is it? And that is, ¿qué mes es? What holiday is coming up soon? ¿Cuál es el próximo día de fiesta? What's going on with you? And that is, ¿qué le pasa a usted? All right, now you want to know why they called you. So why did you call us? And that is, ¿por qué nos llamó usted? If you want to say usted on that, you can. Or you can just say, ¿por qué nos llamó? Can you point to where it hurts? ¿Puedes señalar dónde le duele? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it? And that would be, en una escala de 1 a 10, ¿qué tan malo es? 1 means it doesn't hurt much, and 10, it hurts a lot. Uno significa que no duele mucho, 10 que duele muchísimo. Have you ever had this before? ¿Ha tenido esto antes? Do you have a fever? And that is, ¿tiene fiebre? Do you have shortness of breath? And that would be, ¿tiene dificultad respirando? Do you have chest pain? ¿Tiene dolor en el pecho? Do you have nausea? And that is, ¿tiene náusea? Are you experiencing vomiting or diarrhea? And that is, ¿tiene vómitos o diarrea? Do you smoke? ¿Usted fuma? Do you drink alcohol? ¿Usted bebe alcohol? Do you use any drugs? ¿Toma drogas? And if they say yes, you'll want to ask, how often do you take drugs? And that would be, ¿con cuánta frecuencia toma drogas? Next up, what type of drugs? And that would be, ¿qué tipo de drogas? Were you injured in a fall? ¿Usted fue herido en una caída? How long has this been happening? ¿Por cuánto tiempo ha estado sucediendo esto? Do you have regular high blood pressure? And that is, ¿tiene usted presión arterial alta regularmente? Do you have respiratory problems? ¿Tiene usted problemas respiratorios? Do you have seizures? And that's, ¿tiene usted convulsiones? Do you have diabetes?
¿Tiene diabetes?
Do you have cancer?
¿Tiene cáncer?
All right, now here was that long sentence that we learned on the channel. Do you have a history of heart attack, cardiac issues, or stroke? And that would be, ¿tiene antecedentes de ataque cardíaco, problemas cardíacos, o derrame cerebral? All right, now next is, has this ever happened before? And that would be, ¿esto ha pasado antes? Does your, fill in the blank, hurt? And that would be, ¿tiene usted dolor de? And then fill in the blank with whatever you wanted to say, whatever body part. How do you say lower abdomen? And that would be abdomen bajo. How do you say right, as in my right arm? And that is derecho or derecha. What about the opposite, left? And that would be izquierdo or izquierda. And friends, that wraps up our assessment section. We'll take a short break and be right back with more practice. Okay, amigos, we are back. Now it's time to practice our background information that we're going to use to ask someone. And up first is, are you currently taking any medications? ¿Está tomando algún medicamento? Do you have any allergies to medications? ¿Tiene alguna alergia a algún medicamento? We are going to check your vital signs. Nosotros vamos a revisar sus signos vitales. We are going to take your blood pressure. Nosotros vamos a tomar su presión arterial. We are going to check your pulse. Vamos a revisar su pulso. All right, now let's move into that reassurance section. First up is, we're going to help you. And that is, vamos a ayudarle. We will get someone that speaks Spanish as soon as possible. And that is, conseguiremos a alguien que hable español lo antes posible. And finally in this section is, you are safe. And that is, usted está seguro, if we're talking to a man, and we just simply change it to segura if we're talking to a woman. And finally, we're going to get to the conclusions and the outcomes. First up is, do you want to go to the hospital? And that would be, ¿quiere ir al hospital? Your blood pressure is very low.
And that is, su presión arterial es muy baja. Now let's do the opposite. Your blood pressure is very high. And that is, su presión arterial es muy alta. We think you need to go to the hospital. And that is, creemos que necesita ir al hospital. And of course, if they can't decide and you just want to tell them, here's what you would need to say. We are going to take you to the hospital. And that is, vamos a llevarle al hospital. And the very last one, my friends, is we recommend you make an appointment with your regular doctor. And that is, le recomendamos que haga una cita con su médico. And amigos, that wraps up our first responders Spanish. And if you are a first responder, I hope this has really helped you out. And again, I know I said it on the channel, but thank you so much for all that you do to keep all of us safe and healthy and just to give us that reassurance that we have somebody there to help us when we need it. So thank you for all you do. And to everybody listening, I wish for you and all your friends and family paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Language Tutor Spanish. Hasta pronto.